What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
I really wish, all of you a good morning. I really wish people would stop with the whole argument of PJ Fleck's coaching record and saying, well, he needs to beat someone big in a bowl.
He needs to
get to a big bowl game.
He really does.
I'm so tired of it. I'm so tired of it. Okay? They win the Duke's Mayo Bowl the other night, relatively convincing fashion. It gets a little closer near the end. They've won four bowl games in a row. They have won six total since he's been there. He is 6-0 since in all bowl games. And yes, it was the Quick Lane Bowl, the Outback Bowl, the Guaranteed Rate Bowl, Pinstripe, Quick Lane, and then Duke's Mayo. And I think it was the Outback Bowl. That was the Auburn win, correct?
Yes.
Was that when they beat Auburn in 19?
Yep, it was. It's a big win.
This idea that it's just easy and anybody can get to a bowl game and win and have a good record. He's 6-0 in bowls. He's 58-39 in 8 years at Minnesota. That's nearly a 60% winning percentage. He wins 60% of his games. That's not bad.
It's not bad. And Dave, you know, the reality of it is there are people out there who just don't like PJ. And they never will. He can do no right. He can only do wrong. But I think the reality is if those people and everybody else just steps back just a little bit and they say, okay, let's take a look at PJ Fleck, like you were just talking about. What are we, 5-0 in bowl games or something like that?
6-0
in bowl games. 2019, we had 11 wins. 21-22, 9 wins. We've had almost 400 academic all Big Ten players. But here's the other thing. Okay, so people could say, well, you know, that's the bowls. It is what it is. But, you know, we still aren't anywhere elite. Oh, okay. Well, we're the number 6 defense in the entire country in total yards and the number 10 in the entire country at points against. So we're doing something right. We hired a great defensive coordinator that we just had to break the bank a little bit to keep him around for, I think, $1 million contract. But Corey Heatherman is a great defensive coordinator, and he's doing an outstanding job with the Gophers. And even though we might not get the same talent level, let's say, as maybe Ohio State or Michigan, or maybe throw in Oregon and some of the other schools, we're playing at that level. And I still go back, Dave, if you look at this season, and you and I talked about, are we going to get an 8 wins this year? And I said, yes, we're going to win 8 games. Well, we ended up getting that, but it's not, I'm not going to hang my hat on that because that included the bowl game. But the North Carolina game, it was one play away, a missed field goal from a guy who's supposed to be one of the best kickers there is. Michigan, the offsides penalty. Penn State.
I was just talking about that to my neighbor the other night, that there should have been 2 more wins.
And Dave, how about, well, 3. How about the Penn State game? We actually had them on the ropes. They had a 4th down conversion of the guy ran for like 28, 30 yards or something like that, and they were on a fake punt, and they were able to squeeze by a point against our Gophers. So Penn State right now, what? Aren't they in the Final Four? Yes, they are.
They are.
And they're probably one of the more aggressive teams right now in this group, right? I mean, so I think it's going to be really, really interesting to see how that all changes, you know, when we get the games, Ohio State and Texas and Penn State and Notre Dame and everything else is going to be great. But The reality is Gopher football is at a different level right now than we were 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And it's because what P.J. Fleck has been able to do.
P.J. Fleck's winning percentage. Okay. And I'll go back to this again because I just I just go back and forth on it. Okay. I would you agree that Murray Warmath was a pretty good coach at the University of Minnesota?
He's looked upon as one of the all-time greats, yeah.
Pretty good, right? Yeah, pretty good.
Yep.
53% win percentage and went 500 in bowl games. Granted, it was just 1-1. There were a lot less bowl games. Mm-hmm. Glenn Mason, pretty good coach, right?
Yep.
Pretty good University of Minnesota coach. 53% win percentage, and he went 3-4 in bowl games.
Yeah.
P.J. Fleck is at 60%. 60%.
Yep.
Better than those two and behind Bernie Bierman.
Yeah.
6-0 in bowl games. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else it's going to take for people to realize that he's a good coach. I think Andy Greeter. Sometimes it messes me up what we have and what we don't. But when we had Andy Greeter on talking about the difficulty it is to have that 5 weeks off between bowl games or between games when you finish and then you play the bowl game. But in six consecutive times, he and his coaching staff have prepared their team better to win over that stretch. Six times. You look at this, and I get it if you don't like his shtick. I get it maybe if you don't think that he's a better recruiter than he is a coach. But, we'll go back to what you said about Kevin O'Connell. Who you choose to surround yourself with and hire on your staff is also important. And P.J. Fleck surrounds himself with good people.
Yep.
A good coach surrounds himself with people who make up for his shortcomings. And so I think he understands what he's good at and what he's not. Again, I think people should really just sit here and maybe enjoy the fact that you have a coach that has this program not only relevant but successful. And you stop looking elsewhere saying, why isn't that coach here? Why isn't someone else coach here? Mm-hmm. P.J. Fleck is a good football coach. He has had great success at the University of Minnesota, and I will die on this hill.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the reality is, each and every year he gets all this criticism. But, Dave, look at the talent that we've already gotten just this year in the portal. I mean, we are one of the higher-end schools right now in terms of grabbing players out of the portal. Yeah, we've lost some, too. Everybody's going to lose some players because there are guys that are there on the team that realize the person in front of them is better. They need to go somewhere else, and they are going to jump in the portal to do that. Well, we've done a great job in the portal. We've done a great job with signing the guys that we've been able to recruit around the country, including the the state of Minnesota. I am impressed with the fact that he's one of the very rare coaches, I think, at the University of Minnesota, who's been able to get the kids to stay here at home. And if they didn't stay here, he gets them on a second shot. So I love that because, I mean, the easiest one to look at is Parrish. I mean, Coy Parrish is an absolute animal. That kid, I think he could potentially, and it's not that big of a stretch to say he looks a lot like a Travis Hunter, right? I mean, he's on the defensive side of the ball. He's also a returner. If he gets on the offensive side of the ball, he doesn't have to play every play. But if he gets out there and plays on some of these plays, he is explosive and fast enough and athletic enough to be a really amazing receiver, I think, for the Gophers, too. So,
Do you think they've had those conversations with him already?
Absolutely.
I do, too.
And I would bet you he went into the office and said, look, I want to get on the offensive side of the ball. How do I do it?
Yeah.
Because I think he could do it. And, you know, back in the day, that wasn't you get to college and now all of a sudden everything, you know, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. I think it's okay if you've got the right players out there that he could be an outstanding receiver for us. And we have great receivers already. But I think he makes that receiver room look even better.
Into the WCCO talk and text line, 651-461-9226. I'm going to read this verbatim because I was asked to. Please say, there are a lot of people like me that love P.J. Fleck. There are a lot of people like me that love P.J. Fleck. Also here, a text, what's his Big Ten winning percentage? Nobody cares about non-conference and bad bowl opponents. Auburn was a legit win. Other games against unranked teams. Someone wants to make a bet with you, Pete. Mm-hmm. I'll bet you $50 and give you 101 odds that Fleck won't win the big title in the next 5 years.
The Big Ten title?
Yeah.
That could
so
be.
So someone says, wait, put your money where your mouth is.
Well,
you think $100 is big to come on? This is Nigerian we're talking about.
It's a lot of money. I don't care who you are. I'm just kidding. But the reality is this. Do we win the Big Ten? Well, let me ask you this. My answer back would be, well, I think we have a better chance right now than with any coach that we've had in a very long period of time. And the reason I say that, even more importantly now, how about NIL? Let's see who are the schools that have the best. Put that number up there, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look over at Ohio State. He's the head coach there who almost got fired. He's only lost like 6 or 7 games in his career as Ohio State's head coach. And they want his head because they lost to Michigan, right? I mean, that shows you where this all is really going. But the reality is he's getting $10 million. You know what PJ's getting? I think it's $6 million. So they've got the money for the coaching and the number of coaches they've got at places like Ohio State, at Michigan, the places that get the money from the alumni, right? I mean, that is something that you've got to acknowledge, if nothing else. I mean, do I think that our NIL money goes up against USC very well? No chance in heck, right? I mean, or Michigan or Ohio State or, you know, Penn State or Oregon. Oregon, by the way. When you've got the
they
man who
terrible.
Found right, but they did. But what did they finish up? 13-1. They were undefeated. Yeah. And they got the crap kicked out of them in the Rose Bowl. That was unbelievable. But why did they get there? Well, they got a pretty decent guy who happens to have started the company Nike, who gives them a fair amount of money. Right.
A
so
lot of money.
We don't have that here. So when you consider some of these things to win that title, you've kind of got to pay every year. Look at Ohio State. Each year since they've had the opportunity, new quarterback, new quarterback, new quarterback. Mm-hmm. That's what the schools are now doing. And we jumped into that. But we can't get the quarterbacks money-wise that they're getting. So that, I think, has to be factored in to some degree as well. So when I look at us and we competitively get on the field at Michigan, we competitively get on the field against Penn State, we are going up against somebody who has a lot more opportunity than we do in terms of trying to get these players to come to their school.
I love this text. I will take being relevant and watchable, which they are now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with
Absolutely.
that. Another person says, went to the U in the late 80s, early 90s, never went to a football game in that awful Metrodome. All right, it wasn't awful. The Metrodome had charm. But mostly, they were an atrocious football team. I'll take being relevant and watchable.
Mm-hmm.
I think the point people are trying to make, guys, is until you bring a national title home, just like the Vikes, interesting, you're just an average football team. No, you're not just an average football team until you win it all.
Mm-hmm.
That's this idea that you have to win everything to be better than average is false.
Right.
And you can be better than average and not win a championship. There's a lot of football teams this year alone that were better than average that are not going to win a national championship.
Right.
Arizona State is not going to win a national championship. They were better than average.
Yeah.
Oregon is not going to win a national championship. They were better than average. You can't just pin all of your success on winning a national title and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You do have to. You have to have what you want for your team, but you also have to be realistic about expectations and understand that sometimes, you know, we're also just entering this new world of NIL.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about it a lot, but that's going to change everything in the next five, even more so in the next 5 years. This will be this. We will remember this time, I think, as the pinnacle of parity in college football, because guys, truly now you can go wherever you want because you can if you have the money and the means, and it's going to change everything. And I think it'll change some more things here at Minnesota. And my favorite text. Just beat Iowa and or Wisconsin every other year, and I will be happy.
Well, that is a traditional thing to do, right? I mean, those are our big battles. And shoot, I'm telling you, we're getting closer to being able to be competitive each year against a team like Michigan as well. And at some point
they almost beat them this year.
Right? And we've had some close run-ins with them. So we're not that far away. And I think that if we can continue to do some of the recruiting that PJ's been able to do, and I haven't seen other coaches be able to do what he's accomplished already, is getting that next level of talent. Can we get as much as Ohio State does? No. But if we can get a piece here and a piece there and a piece here mm-hmm. and a piece there, we can be right up there with those schools and be very competitive. So do I see a national title in front of us? No, I don't right now. But that doesn't mean that if we got the right pieces together at the right time, that we couldn't be there. I mean, if you think about it, Dave, every single year, who are the schools that are going to be there? Okay, it's going to be Georgia, it's Ohio State, it's Notre Dame, it's Tennessee, it's this, that, and the other. But there's always a few teams that kind of slide up a little bit. And I think that's where Minnesota is.